Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Berg, and I have the potential customer for Maryland sexual abuse claim.
Yeah, you can try the receipt.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeremy. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Who am I speaking with?
Teresa Horton.
Hello, Teresa. How are you doing today?
All right.
And you would like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit, that is correct?
Yes.
And you do not already have an attorney assisting you, that is correct?
No.
And no, you have not signed any documents in regards to this, that is correct?
No.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim for yourself, or would it be for a loved one?
Me.
Okay. And you are, of course, a resident of the United States. And have you received money from anybody regarding this claim in the past?
No.
Okay. And I have to ask this, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Right. And did the abuse you experienced involve somebody affiliated with the institution, church, or school while you were under their care?
Yes.
And what institution was it, or what was the name of it, where you were? Where the abuse happened?
Clintonham Youth Detention Center.
Clintonham on Frank Tippett Road in Clintonham, Maryland?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Chetlaham. I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong.
I pronounced it wrong.
No, that's okay. No worries. And what is the date of abuse or dates of abuse if it did happen multiple times?
It was, you said the date of. It happened in October of 1993.
Okay. And roughly what happened?
He was touching me, trying to force me to have sex, and he ended up he just was trying to make me do stuff that it was a lot.
Were you forced to have intercourse with this man?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That's we don't have to go into it more. That's fine. I'm sorry to hear that. How old were you at the time when this happened?
14.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 45.
And the person that did this to you, this ungodly thing, were they they were an employee?
Yes.
Do you know their name? Was it
Mike?
Mike?
Okay. Mhm.
Can you give me a slight detailed description of him? Was he black, white, tattoos, accent, wear glasses, anything you can remember? Roughly his age, anything like that?
I can't quite remember.
Was he a white male or a black male?
Yeah, white.
I don't know. How old did you say he was? Would you say he was like 30, 40s, or 20s? Or older?
He probably was older, I don't know.
Okay, so 50 plus, you would say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I just need to get a short description. That's why I'm asking you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And would you say he was tall or short?
It was kind of tall, medium, like medium height.
Okay. Medium. And medium build or bigger?
Yeah, he was like built. He wasn't fat. He was like, you know, stocky like.
Okay. What was his role in the facility?
He was a class teacher.
Okay. He was a teacher. How many times, was it just one time he abused you, or was it multiple times?
No, about four to five times.
Okay. I'm sorry. So this happened like October of 93.
Yes, sir.
Did this go on until 94 at all?
No, yeah, I don't remember.
Okay.
I know it was 93.
Okay. No, it just needs a rough estimate. So I'll put October of 93 to January of 94. So there's a rough estimate. Because they're going to get the records from here to prove, they just need to prove you're there. And
Okay.
then the abuse, it occurred, where it was it in a classroom?
In the classroom.
Did you disclose this to anybody?
No.
No, I understand. And I have to ask this question, how has the abuse affected your life?
It's depressed, a lot of depression, and it's a lot like my, it's messing with like my mind, a lot of depression, and
So like almost like PTSD. Okay, I'm sorry.
just made me be real emotional when I start talking about it, thinking about it.
Did it mess with, it's been messing with since it happened, correct? So it's kind of messed with the
Yes, sir.
trajectory, like
Yes.
what you've done. Okay.
Yes, sir.
She made growing. Okay. Are you currently employed?
No.
Okay, no worries. And w law enforcement was never involved, correct? Yeah, no worries. And then there is collaboration. You're at the facility, such as like records or anything like that. You don't need it, but there are some that exist.
Okay.
That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. So like school records.
Yes.
And I have to ask this. You are a female. I'm sorry, can you
Yes.
confirm? I asked that wrong. I'm so sorry. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. I'm so sorry if I asked that wrong.
That's okay.
And then can you spell your first name for me?
TERESA. My last name is Horton, Horton.
Are you, and any suffixes to your name? No junior, senior, nothing like that?
Sir?
No junior, senior to your name, correct?
No, no,
Okay.
sir. No,
Okay.
sir.
And then what is your date of birth, Teresa?
12/28/1979.
And the last four of your social.
5035.
And the best email address for you.
TJRed08 Horton 2001 at yahoo.com.
You said TJ Red, right? TJ and then
Yes.
RED? Okay.
Oh
I got
eight
it. Yeah, I got
and
that.
my
08
last
Horton
name.
2001. Okay.
Yes,
And
sir.
then this is the best number to reach you on, of course, 662
Yes, sir.
466. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And it's a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
They can email me or call me
Okay.
or text either
Any
one.
okay.
And yeah.
And then Teresa, what is your best physical address, like mailing address?
4740 Highway 51, Building 19, Apartment 205, South Haven, Mississippi, 38671.
Building 19, right?
Yes, sir.
4740 US 51, building 19, apartment 205.
Yes, correct, correct.
Okay. And then South Haven, Mississippi. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I just want to make sure I have the address right, because I don't want to mess anything up, because I'm going to send you a document here at the end, and we'll complete it, and then that'll basically give them permission to reach out to the attorneys.
Okay.
Hold on, let me put apartment number 205, 38671, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, yeah, that went in there, and it's DeSoto County.
Yes, sir.
And then, have you received any treatment or therapy as a result of what has happened?
No.
All right, no worries. And then, would you like to leave an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
That's fine, no worries. I understand that. And then I just have to look up the phone number for the facility, and then I'm going to send you these documents. Hold on. I'm going to confirm everything with you, too. So just one second. Chetlaham. One second. 301. Okay. That. Okay. And then, Teresa, let me just confirm everything with you. I let you know the call is recorded, of course. You would like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit, do not have an attorney assisting you, and have not signed any documents in regards to this, and are a citizen of the United States. That is all correct?
Yes.
All right. And you have, of course, not received money in regards to this claim in the past. And then I forgot to ask you this earlier. Do you know anybody else that was affected and that was the same abuse happened to as well that needs justice?
No, I don't.
All right, no worries.
Right off, I don't.
No, that's fine. And then no money received in the past regarding this claim, that is correct. You've never been a registered sex offender.
No.
All right. And then the abuse did happen at the Chetlaham Youth Attention Center on Frank Tippett Road.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then the date of abuse, roughly we have October 1st, 1993 to I put January 1st, about 1994, because it happened to you about four or five times, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay.
And then it was, you were raped, that is correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And this would have been after class?
Huh?
Was this after class?
Yep, in the classroom, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll just put that down. I mean, I don't have to go in that much detail. I'm sorry that happened. And then you are... Now, you are currently 45. You were 14 when it happened, and he was an employee.
Yes,
his name was Mike, or did you call him Mr. Mike?
Mr. Mike.
Okay.
But I call him Mr. Mike, or I call him Mike.
Okay. I'll put Mr. Mike down, just more formal. And then he was a white male, 50-plus years old, medium height, medium build, to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, sir.
He was a teacher there at the facility, and you were abused around four to five times.
Yes, sir.
And it was in the classroom. You didn't disclose it to anybody, which is fine. And then you have had depression, PTSD, and then it's messed with your life, really, because decisions you made growing up there after you because of this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Currently employed. We marked that as no. Law enforcement never involved marked as no. And then cooperation at the facility marked as yes, which would be school records. That is correct.
So?
That is correct.
What you say now? I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah. Law enforcement was never involved. Currently employed. We mark no. And then cooperation. You were at the facility. It would be school records. That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And then you are, of course, a female. And then you are Teresa. Theresa. Last name Horton. Horton. And then birth date of 12/28/1979.
Correct.
Can I repeat your last four?
Yes, sir.
5035?
Correct.
Okay. And then email is tjred08horton2001@yahoo.com. And this is the best number.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then address is 47440. Wait, let me say that again. Let me start over. Sorry.
Okay.
4740 US 51, Building 19, Apartment 205 in South Haven, Mississippi. 38671.
Correct.
Okay. And then no therapy or treatment because of this. And then I mark that as no. And then emergency contact, we will leave blank. That is all correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text right now. Hold on. One second. You're going to get a text in the next second. It will say my name, Jeremy Perlman. That is me. Wants to send you a DocuSign. Like, and this document is just basically giving the attorneys permission to call you. And then if you don't want to move forward after speaking with them, they will start pulling the record to prove you were at the Chetlaham Youth Facility.
Okay.
So you'll get that text. Well, you'll want to click on that link. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent.
Okay.
And then once you say yes or allow for consent, you'll see a yellow. It might be like an agree or continue box, and you want to hit both of those, and then you'll.
It said, yeah, continue.
Yep, continue, and then you should see a start button or an I agree. Yep, you hit the start, and then that'll take you in the document.
Yes, I see.
Let me make sure they took out. They used to have a word ask for an ID, so let me make sure it's not asking that. But you hit start, it'll take you to the first signature field. You want to draw your signature as best as you can, and then that will save it. And then everywhere else throughout it, you'll want to hit just tap wherever there's a yellow sign here.
Okay.
And then I'm just looking at it right now. Let me make sure they took out that one.
So I need to tap where it's all yellow arrows at?
Yes. Wherever there's a yellow, after you've drawn your signature, it'll fill in. And then it might ask you to take a picture at the end. You could just take a picture of nothing if you want. Just take a picture of your, just put your phone down flat and take a picture of nothing. I can take it out if you want, but it's just, I'd have to kick you out of it. So. Yeah, we used to have people upload their IDs, so that's why that one's on there.
Okay. No, my name is spelled TERESA.
T-E? Okay. Okay. Let me fix that. Click back out of the document then real quick. I'm gonna kick you out of it. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Now I'll delete this last page then too. So that's not even on there then. Okay. Let me fix this.
Okay.
And you said it's TERESA, just no H.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. 1 second. I do thank you for noticing that. 1 sec. Let me change it on here. I'll change it on here first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making sure it fixed in the right spots. Yeah, I'm glad you told me that, because then I would have had to call you back. I would have had to resend these. So, Teresa, TERESA, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. No H. Okay. And then I'm sending it again, and this one's corrected, so it'll have your name spelled right, and then it'll also have that photo one won't be in it. I deleted that page. So I'm going to resend it one time. You should get that text again. So click on the latest link. Either link will send you to the same one. But
okay.
And then same thing. You just want to get back to that. And then once you hit, you'll see like a finish after, I think it's like 2 or 3 signatures.
Uh-huh.
And then once you see finish, I will send you all the lawyer's information. Oh, you're good. Take your time. I'm updating the spelling of your name on here on the other end too, so take your time. I already updated on the form, so you're good to whenever. Teresa. Okay. You're good. It'll ask you that one time to draw the signature, and then after that, it's just the click tap the yellow sign here or required.
Hold on.
You're good.
Okay. I'm going down the page so I can.
You're good. You're good.
My hand's so slippery.
That's okay. You just gotta sign. It's just that first one. You can do select style too. It'll select one for you, but. Either way, once you do adopt and confirm, it saves it. So then on the next, you just tap them. And then let me start drafting a text up to you, too. So hold on.
Okay.
Teresa. Jeremy Perlman. To the And then whenever if you hit finish and it takes you up, it's whatever you if you might have missed one or something like that.
I don't think I missed now.
Oh yeah, you completed it. You're good. Yeah, you're good. I just got the email. And then this text you're going to get is from my direct number. So okay. If you don't hear from the attorneys within like, it's Friday today. So I would say by late Monday or early Tuesday, mm-hmm. If you don't hear from them, call me back on that 949 number I just texted you from. It'll say Teresa.
Yes,
sir. I spelled your name right in that text, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure because that's how I spelled it on here. So I just want to make sure one last time. And then I'm sorry for what you went through in regards to that. Because it's messed up what happened. Nobody should ever have to go through that. I do have to read you one short paragraph. It's just in regards to this.
Okay.
And then, Teresa, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. I will be calling you within the next couple of hours. Like I said, most likely that will be Monday if I have to call you. They will most likely reach out, though. It's just quality assurance has to go over this call until, like I said, how I asked you if you want to participate and record, they just make sure I said that. When the firm calls you, they may go over some of these same questions we discussed today. It's completely normal. It's part of the process just to confirm the details to ensure everything is accurate.
Okay.
They might ask for a little more in-depth explanation than what I put, because I just put, you know, was raped because but they might ask for a little more in-depth explanation on that. If they do have any forms for you to sign, any additional forms like a medical release form or records form, they will send you those. Most likely they won't, because we went over those today. And then since it's a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I will highly recommend giving them a call. Like I said, if you don't hear from them by Monday, at the end of Monday, you can call me and I'll just transfer you to them.
Okay.
But I do thank you for your time, Teresa. If you have any questions before then, if you don't hear from them Monday or you have any questions before then, feel free to call me on that 949 number or text me. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. And again, thank you for your time. Bye for now. Bye-bye. Bye for now.